Good morning, everyone. Tuesday, February 3rd, 2026, 8 a.m., Barnes County Courthouse Commission meeting. Roll call, please.
Sean?
Here.
Pete?
Here.
Bill?
Here.
Vicki?
Here.
Mike?
Here.
Let's all stand by saying the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any agenda corrections that anybody is aware of? If not, Jamie, come on up.
Sure. Can I bring Ryan up,
too? Do we really want Ryan up here? Come on up.
I'll grab another chair here, Ryan.
Make sure you grab one that ain't got a loose wheel.
If it bucks me off, it does, I guess. All right. So, first of all, this morning we're going to do bid opening for our chip seal job for Barnes County 21 north of Valley City here. So, if you guys want to keep track of bids, I had Heather make up a bid tab.
Is he going to help you open them so
yep.
I don't have to come over there?
Yep.
All right.
So, I thought Ryan can do the honors, please. There's this.
Morning, Arvid.
More seal coat.
Seal coat.
Okay, more seal coats. And they have their bid bond and their contractor's license as requested. So they're good.
Morse, M-O-R-S.
M-O-R-R-I-S.
Okay.
Seal coat. More seal coats bid. Lump sum $572,031 even. Next one is bituminous paving.
By who?
Bituminous. Do you want the spelling?
Yeah.
B-I-T-U-M-I-N-O-U-S. Bituminous paving.
All right.
I had it spelled right.
And they have all of their bid bonds, contractor's license. So they're good to go. And they're... total is $668,120. Asphalt preservation. Contractor's license as well as their bid bond. And their lump sum total is $666,400. Is Aztec, A-S-T-E-C-H. They have their bid bond and a copy of their contractor's license as well.
Mm-hmm.
and their lump sum is $704,673.
I forgot to ask, what road is this for?
Barnes County, 21 North.
21 North. I know, she did.
It's all right.
I didn't have my paper in front of me, so I didn't write it down and see.
So apparent low bidder is Morris Seal Coat from Morris, Minnesota. We'll run the numbers in the office to verify, make sure that their quantities, you know, their quantity pricing is correct, but they're apparent low bidder. So I will need a motion to approve upon verification.
I make that motion.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
How many miles is that? To North Valley to 26.
Yeah, we're doing North Valley and then into Bayshore, and then there's a small spur, you know.
And
so
how far are you
it's
going?
I mean, how far north? Are you
all the way to State 26.
All the way to 26.
Yeah.
Timeline?
It has to be completed by October. No, I'm sorry, September 1st. It's been a while since I typed that up.
Try to work around the lake, busy lake time?
No.
I mean, try to work around the busy lake
That's time. The best time to get the best seal is in July and August, so.
Not 4th of July weekend.
I'm fine with it. I don't know if the contractors
They're
going to
be
wanted.
Calling you.
Yeah.
The lake's going to be calling you if it's 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I don't doubt it, but it's not like our old chip seals that we did with the MC3000 and the loose rocks. They'll be, you know, doing a different type of seal, and then they'll be fogging it. So you won't have that dust and flying rocks like we had previously.
No, but you'll have a disruption in the traffic flow.
Oh, yeah. People are going to complain anyway. They complain about everything.
On the Valley Road, you know, they shut down one lane at a time.
They have
River
to.
Road.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Have to. Yeah. It just, it is what it is. But that's
it's not our first rodeo.
No. That's when we'll get our best seal job. So I want them to do it when it's hot. And unfortunately, that's lake season.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for bringing these.
Yeah.
And they move pretty quick anyway.
All of the contractors bidding are good contractors. I've heard nothing bad about them. We've not had bad experiences. So I have no doubt they'll do a nice job.
Okay.
Secondly, Ryan Metcalf.
We need to vote on that.
Oh, did you vote?
No, we haven't.
Sorry.
No.
Vicki.
Yes.
Keith.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Mike.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep.
All right. Now,
next.
Now, you all know Ryan Metcalf. He is a foreman for us at the County Highway Department, and Ryan was recognized last Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
For achieving his level 2 road scholar, so I wanted to bring him here and let him visit with you guys a little bit.
Congratulations. Did you like going up there to the pomp and circumstance and everything? Did you enjoy your trip?
It was fast and quick.
Yeah.
Went up there, had supper, and got the award, had a couple of beverages, slept, and came back.
Yeah.
So
you know why you got the award, don't you? It was a mustache.
Well, they said I did have the best one that night.
There were several compliments. He was the star of the show with his stash. So.
But no, thank you for allowing us to do this training, to go outside our department and get more knowledge.
Thanks for taking one for the team.
Yeah.
So now who are you certified as? I mean, what's level 2?
There's no certification, really. It's just an accomplishment within that organization to move yourself up. So for the road scholar, is 90 hours of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's had 90 classroom hours of different courses.
Yeah.
And so.
So you're on above and beyond. I mean, it's not just your normal work hours.
No.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
And the training's provided by North Dakota LTAP, which is a great resource for us. So if you ever see the invoices coming through, you know, just train somebody for a full day for $25. You can't find that.
Yeah.
So it's a great resource, and the guys committing to going to training is a big thing. They all want to learn, so I appreciate that.
And you have more in the same program, right?
Yes, all of us are in the program. So some are more excited to go to class than others, but for the most part, everybody enjoys going to training.
Sure.
Good, good.
So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a big deal.
deal.
It is a big deal. 90 hours is a lot. And Ryan's been with the county 7 years?
Eight years.
Yeah. So he's done very well for a relatively short time. And then I wanted to briefly talk about our results from the Flex Fund Awards and the Prairie Dog Awards. I sent out an email to you guys.
Oh, did we get something?
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That was pretty exciting.
You did a great job on that.
I was really excited about that. It took a team. You know, it wasn't just me, so I can't take all the accolades. But I forgot to mention in that email that we also received for the Viking Drive Bridge. So what we would have paid 20% for, we're now only going to pay
10%.
Oh, really? So okay. All total last week, we brought in grant-wise $4,866,000 for the county and some odd change. So a big week for the county, and yep, we'll have some good projects. So the projects awarded for Prairie Dog funding was County Road 21 South, Love's Interchange. Now, with the Prairie Dog, those buckets have to fill first, so that's our oil revenues, right? So
So
right now it's just kind of hanging in there, but as soon as those buckets fill, then we can start working on the preliminary work for that.
They haven't filled yet?
They have not filled yet.
There's a hole in the bottom of the bucket, I think.
Yeah, they're in a hole in the bucket. They ain't putting nothing in anymore.
Yeah.
So all of this is contingent on that hole in the bucket?
No.
Just
this one project is. Oh. Yeah. So we'll just kind of hold until those buckets fill, and then we'll start going. Now, remember that this money is for the preliminary design of the project. It's going to be quite complex, and a fix will not come fast there because it's quite a mess, as you all know. Yeah. But anyway, that was awarded. County Road 11 South, so Sanborn to North Dakota 46, and that's a mill and overlay job, received Flex Fund money. And then, of course, we're going to use our federal aid, so that'll reduce our local costs down. So that was a big one. Viking Drive Bridge replacement received funding, so that cut us down to 10% on our share. Green Township was awarded $847,000 for full rehab on 40th Street Southeast.
Where's that?
They call it the Moon Lake Road off number one.
We have a paved road there?
No, it's Green Township. It's a gravel road.
That's what I was wondering. How are you going to resurface the top? Paved gravel road?
No, it's going to be a full
aggregate resurfacing.
Yep. And then we're going to build up through the sloughs, riprap, stabilization.
I know the road. I just thought we had a paved road, and I didn't. Uh-uh. I knew we didn't have a paved road.
No. So Green Township was ecstatic that that was awarded. Lake Town Township also received a Flex Township award of $784,000, and I'm just rounding numbers. Yeah. And then Rogers Township as well for $499,000.
What was that for?
What are they going to do?
And Rogers, they're going to do 22nd Street Southeast. So just graveling and shoulder whitening.
22nd?
Yep.
Reshaping.
Yep. So all really great projects. Unfortunately, County Road 27 South or Peak South did not get awarded again this time. Our deep bore, culvert bore on Catherine, 38 east of Catherine, did not get awarded. Ashtabula Township did not get awarded for their project, and neither did Mini Lake Township for a box culvert study. So
you're going to reapply for next time?
Absolutely.
How bad is our culvert east of Catherine?
Bad enough that I'm very concerned about it.
Because a couple of years ago, you were worried it was taking
it. Yeah, it's continuing to erode on the slough, and I was hoping to get Flex Fund dollars for it so we didn't have to eat up so much of our culvert budget, but it's appearing that that might be the case because I don't think we can wait much longer.
Is Lake Town the one north of, on that other road, north of 4?
It goes north of 4 up into Griggs County, so it's a joint county project.
Right, okay.
Now, Barnes County will be the lead on all of these projects, especially for the townships, so you know. So that's going to be 100% pass-through. So my department will manage the project and with the contractors and the engineer. the bills will all come through us, and then we will submit for reimbursements back through the state. So it's passed through just like before.
So through that pass-through, do you ever get any money for being the chair of it? No.
No, but I view it as a win for the county as a whole.
It is. It is.
And when the township roads are in good shape, it makes the operators' jobs a lot better, and we're more efficient when we're out there plowing snow for them. So, you know, I wish that there was a little more money coming back into our coffers through the administration, but there's not. So, but we had 50-50 results, and I thought that that was pretty good. A lot of counties didn't see anything.
You did a good job putting that together.
So, I can email you out a spreadsheet if you guys want to look at the numbers.
So our share of this, we are on for 10% of the bridge.
Right.
And 20% of the overlay.
So all total, our total projects awarded, or total project cost, I'm sorry, not awarded, $7,412,000, some change. The county share will be $1,400,000.
And you have that in your budget?
Absolutely. And then some.
Well, the county share $1 million, what?
$1,000,004. So that means I'm going to be coming and asking to buy some equipment. Just forewarning you. But
that's okay. We know how to say no.
I know. I know you do. But, you know, that will be coming soon. So I'll be visiting with Bill and Vicki about what we're thinking about. But I just wanted to...
When are we planning on that Litchfield Road going south?
I've already contacted KLJ to start working on the design so we can get it bid, but the sooner the better.
Yeah. It'll be this year?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And it'll be all the way to 46, so we're going to pick up those 2 miles through Litchfield.
I thought KLJ was already in on the project from the beginning.
Yeah, but I didn't ask them to start the design.
We didn't have the finalization on it.
I see.
I didn't give them the go because I didn't have the money yet.
Yeah.
So
lovely.
So we'll get rolling on that right away. Get that done.
That baby done.
So it'll be through Sanborn, Vicki, over the interstate, all the way south. And then
to the end of the pavement right there in Sanborn?
Yep.
Well, that's something I didn't expect. I thought it was going to stop at the stop sign. It's going to come through by the churches to the north up there.
Yep.
There's a bad spot on like 47th, about 2 miles to the west, if you could do something there.
Eliminated.
So that'll
all the way through.
And those people of Sanborn will be inconvenienced for a couple days, and then
it is what it is.
They're going to have a beautiful paved road again.
So. All right. Well, make sure they can get their wine done early.
Yes.
So
right.
I will let them know.
That'll start at the 5 mile and go straight through, right?
All the way. It'll start. Let's
I'm saying the southern half of it, or the southern portion will be 46 to the 5 mile.
Yep. Yeah. And then it'll jump, and then at 4 miles, you go north all the way through Sanborn.
Okay.
So that's a big year for us. We've never taken that big of a chunk, but
that was nice.
Prices aren't getting any cheaper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we can start saving federal aid again.
We get all caught up, then we're going to look at equipment.
Yeah.
Thanks for sanding the roads.
Yep.
I did call her yesterday and wonder about sanding. And
you know, the only thing
she
that
was
I,
on it already.
The only thing that I can think of to mitigate, you know, the concerns that you're hearing, Pete, and I don't know if the rest of you are, I mean, I can certainly start the crew at 6 in the mornings in the wintertime if we want, and then work till 2:30, if that's something that you
would
like to see.
Well, that's up to you. Or have certain guys come in early and leave earlier.
Well, I don't like to be honest. I don't like to.
We keep everybody on the same page.
She was just wondering about overtime, you know. So I talked to her in the afternoon, and you probably had to do some overtime.
Yeah, we put in about an hour yesterday.
So.
But I mean, we start at 7 o'clock. We'll get the job done.
Right.
You really don't want people out there too early, do you? Because it's
not on the township roads.
It's not even light out yet. I mean, it's not light out at 7, but it's really not light out at 6.
Yeah. So.
If we get going by 7, I'm okay with that. But.
Yeah, I mean, we're rolling out of the shop by 7:05, 7:10 at the latest. And it's never fast enough, and people don't really realize we only have 5 sanders. And if one breaks down, that other sander has to pick up an extra route, right?
So and we carry the whole county. It isn't four streets out there.
No. It takes time. Mm-hmm. So
for the 99.9% of the time, I hear nothing but great, so keep it up.
Oh, good. That's good to hear, because we don't always hear that.
You always hear the other side of it.
Yeah.
I just like the hills for safety.
Yep, and that's what we do.
Downhill and North Valley Hills is my concern.
Stay home until after 7.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I do, but not everybody else
does. So our priorities, of course, are our high-volume roads. So that would be Old 10. Mm-hmm. It would be Catherine Road South, and then it would be 21 North, and then Lake Road. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how we split everything up priority-wise.
And right, there are nice traffic volumes. It can't be on one end of Old 10 and the other end of Old 10 at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just not feasible. So it's going to take time.
It just, yeah.
You have to go the whole way.
Truck drivers to stay under 40 miles an hour.
Oh, sure.
I can't.
Does that work?
Slippery.
Yeah.
40?
Why slippery?
Well, it's just for equipment maintenance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've had some issues of guys going too fast and the plows start bouncing.
I imagine the downhill was slippery yesterday.
Oh, it was. The whole road was a little slick yesterday.
That was and it was slick again this morning. So.
And the roads you can slow down for, but the hills are dangerous.
So we've, you know, this morning it was slick again, and we sent a truck out. So
you know what they call that?
The hills yesterday, right out here.
You know what they call that?
Trying to
pull
deer in the road.
I was
going
on for some deer this morning.
But anyway, if you guys want us to change our hours, that's something that we can do.
I just pass on what I hear. So.
Yeah.
The one guy questioned about, you know, the when they're coming and they got all these new lights on top that they can't see. Is there any way to dim them a little when you meet somebody?
No, because I don't want us to die. When
No, but I mean,
safety.
There's been some people asked about that.
Yeah.
I said, just slow down, pull over.
Sorry, there's not anything.
But they are bright.
Lights on the cabs, they're piercing.
They're piercing.
They are piercing.
I've met them a few, and they're bright. Yeah.
But in the snow fog, you don't want anything different.
I didn't know if there's a way, if they didn't have that, but I didn't think so.
I just pull over and wait.
That's what I do,
Yeah, I'm sorry, they're bright.
But keep it up.
Bright.
So, congratulations again, Ryan.
Yeah, and we need people to see us.
Yeah. Well, you see them,
Thank you, everyone.
Yep.
See you now.
Have a good day.
Jeremy, come on up.
Morning.
Morning.
He needs copies.
Send them all the way around if you got them all.
Let's start off with the RFID. So after, I got an invoice for our Guardian system this morning, so it's been a year since we got it, and they've been promising our medical manager basically since it started, and it finally came out in December, and I was emailing back and forth with our person there, and he pretty much forgot that we wanted it as soon as it came out, and that it was part of our quote. It actually came in lower than what we had budgeted for. Only $5, I guess. But we had it in there at $1,700, and it came out to $1,695.
Ooh, wow. Way to get under budget.
Yeah. So.
And update me again. What's this for?
It's for passing meds. Like right now we use paper copies, and this will allow Karen to put all the meds that we have for inmates in our Guardian system so we can verify who they are with their picture. That's how we have their bracelets with their picture on their name.
But this was already voted on, and Sean had already said...
Yes, it was part of...
It was part of the package.
The package deal at the time.
Okay. You just wanted to notify us that it finally came through.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm hoping, since our year annual bill came today, I'm hoping to get this put on that so we can get that rolling. So it's all updated at the same time, so I'm not getting two separate invoices. Okay. Brady Morton. With bits going to the sheriff's office, I have a sergeant position open. And Brady was hands down our choice. He's been there longer than everybody except for Drew Buck.
And Teresa Coit.
Right. Teresa came in 2023. Brady's been there since 2022.
Okay.
April. It is 4 years in a couple months. I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but we actually haven't had that big of a turnover lately, so. It's pretty good when you can get COs to stay for more than 3 years.
Really?
So you wanna make a motion? I want us to make a motion to bring Brady up to $27. Is what you're saying?
$27 or the same as Seth Soderholm, who's the closest comparison to Brady?
How long has Seth been a sergeant?
Seth has been a sergeant for 2 years.
And Teresa's been sergeant for how long?
About the same.
Yeah. Years.
Yeah. But Seth has a full year more service than Teresa.
Right.
So, why wouldn't we put him at Teresa's level?
Because she's already been a sergeant. Mm-hmm. Let's see where you're going.
Why would we promote him above?
She's not as high as she's on. She's not as high.
Why would we promote him above her?
Yeah,
I'm just basically going on years of service a lot closer. I mean, I'd like to see him at 27, not at.
Well, you've already got her, though, at a sergeant.
I think what we did the last time when we promoted these, because we went from two sergeants to four, we at least gave them $1. And if you just put them up to Teresa, that's 37 cents. Ultimately, it's up to you guys.
So you're saying that you usually give them $1, so that should be $26.75 then?
Yeah.
I'd kind of go for that. Should I make a motion for that?
And Brady will be taking over our GPS or our EHM. And he's also working with Pat on our hand-to-hand tactical training as well. We've been working with that for a year.
Yeah.
And so Teresa doesn't do any of that?
Teresa is our training officer. Any new employees go through Teresa.
And why don't you have her at 27 like the other sergeants?
Yeah,
just your service.
I think when she became a sergeant, she got that dollar raise, and that's just the cost of living.
All right.
But if you got her as a sergeant already, and she's been a sergeant longer than what Brady's going to do, you're going to start her out higher than what, or start him out higher than what Teresa.
That's why I was thinking $26.75, but you don't think you'll be satisfied with the buck raise? Have you promised him anything?
No.
Okay.
I have not. I never promise anything.
What if we did them both at 27, or don't you want to move up Teresa right now?
I'd love to move Teresa up.
Is that your motion? Put them both there and be done with it?
Well, that's a talking point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't
I'm
see.
Kind of the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know if
I'd make that motion.
Or above Teresa.
I'd make that motion. Go 27 on both of them.
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Mike.
Yes.
Vicki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yep.
Pete.
Yes.
Sean.
Yep. Starting February 9th.
Right.
The next pay period.
You don't have any qualms about Teresa that you know, she's a good employee too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because if she's a slacker, we don't want to give her anything, okay?
But I mean, no, she wouldn't be my training officer if she was a slacker.
Right, I didn't think so.
She'd be
treating everybody as a slacker.
Because some people don't want to give a raise because there's other stuff going on inside, internally.
Your motion was 27?
Correct, on both of them. Teresa and Brady.
Okay. You said Brady. Okay.
Brady, right?
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Jennifer.
Got the whole posse with you.
I did. I got lots of you.
Are they all staying throughout the whole meeting?
They can all come on up here as far as I'm concerned.
I bet you get done and 99% of them get up and leave with you.
Yeah. Possibly. Okay, just as a matter of record, this is a continuation of the discussion for the Single Family Home Buyer Assistance Program, the second year. Our request to you is $90,000 to fund three homes. So I do have additional information, but I think it's probably a better idea to just start with your questions. You know, what's on your mind right now from the time that that I was here last time around, and what can I answer for you? And then I do have board members here, and Trinity is here with me, so they may have some additional comments as well. So what can I help you with?
Well, I'm still wondering about the grocery store thing.
Okay. All right. So we are making efforts to attract a grocery store. We have to show growth. So we think some really big pluses for a grocery store are the new school, the university addition. We are working like mad to bring in something new in the primary sector. We've been sending out a lot of information. And then we have a goal to see a new medical complex, and we have the land available for them. So it would be a new hospital, and there's enough room for both clinics and it would be, and then plus a helicopter pad. So when you can see progress like that, plus if we can show, you know, with housing development, we've got new housing development going on. We've added a number of other units. We've, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we can put forward, and we've got to have the right location for them. So, you know, yeah.
I heard something through the grapevine that the lease is up on that Marketplace Food.
I think they might be maybe halfway through it. I don't know that it's up. I think maybe they probably have a couple years left.
The grocery store is really just a business decision. It's from some company that wants to come in. Nobody's going to spend $8 to $10 million bringing a grocery store if it's not profitable to them.
Right.
No matter how much money we throw at it.
Right.
In my opinion.
Exactly, because it's the ongoing revenues and expenses. Yes. So.
And there's not a big margin in grocery stores, so it's got to have a lot of volume.
A lot of volume. So we're optimistic that we've been on the radar before with some of those larger grocery stores who do purchase in bulk and large volumes so that we can attract them. Plus, if we have an existing building, then that helps a great deal.
Because we just can't get somebody to come in if it's not profitable.
That's right.
So,
yep.
My concern is if we do go through with this funding, we use up all the rest of our economic development fund for the year.
Right.
It wipes out our fund.
It will be down to 10,000 maybe.
Yeah, it pretty much takes all of it.
And you know, that stifles our growth if we have some small startup businesses that want to come in.
Sure. Yep, we understand.
So
then it's maybe a matter of a number of homes. We feel strongly that we need to continue the program. We'd like to see it continue for 3 to 5 years, for example, because of the return on investment. And we will generate, you know, the benefit coming back, whether it's property taxes or other revenues that will be generated as a result of the homes being here. We did a little work on that, too, so I can present more stats if you want.
Yeah.
So it's a matter, then, of the number. You know, what is that magic number? Do you want to fund 3 at 30? Do you want to fund, at the last conversation, it was maybe 9 at 10, or maybe it's some other number in between there. So.
And the price of houses now, that 30, 40 doesn't do 20%.
We require 5% down payment by the homeowner plus the dollars that we are able to put in. We get, you know, depending on the home itself, the number, you know, we can get them there or very, very close so that they are, number one, that the, you know, their housing payments are much more manageable, number one. And number two is the mortgage insurance, which we had talked about before. I did follow up. We had talked about that, and it depends on the down payment and then the credit score of the individual. If you have a 750 credit score and a 20% down payment, then your mortgage insurance is going to be $50 to $75. When you start backing down on that credit score, you get down to 650, you can triple that number. So it'll be, you know, $250 a month if you're in that neighborhood. I actually had one individual come to me and set up an appointment to go through this program with me, and they actually canceled their appointment because of the cost of housing overall. Mm-hmm. So it's just, you know, but we are seeing positive impact from this. And I gave you the data before on the schools, and our numbers are small, but I think we should consider this the first year, the pilot, and so forth. And one thing that we don't talk about is the other revenue that is received because of population. So, you know, you've got state highway funds, federal highway funds. Think of the different, you know, the cigarette tax and some of the other funds that you're aware of that are impacted by population. And it's interesting, Trinity did some work for us, and we've actually gotten a year younger, according to our demographics, and that's one of our goals, is to try and attract young people into the community. So we've picked up a year. And from the 2020 census to 2023, the State Data Center does some interim studies, and they are showing that Barnes County gained 200 people. So you take that times the dollar amount, that's a $10,000 impact on revenue that would come into the county with those 200 people. So we're headed in the right direction. It's a slow turn, but we're headed in the right direction. And our numbers are small. We understand that. But, you know, it's good news in the interim, you know, that we're seeing some positive impact. I don't know. Wait.
I'd just like to respond to Pete's point. He's been, you know, really good about representing you guys and just kindly reminding you're in a difficult position, because as soon as economic development dollars go out from the commission to the development corporation, there is unhappiness that exists. And what in the world are you guys doing? And I think Vicky's question about the grocery store and all of our other questions about, well, which direction is Barnes County moving, I just want to, again, kindly remind you guys the critical role that you play. And so, you know, you battle against the impression of, oh, these are a waste of taxpayer dollars, but you guys are super critical in the role. And so now, you know, really you guys get to make the decision. Okay, to Pete's point, do you want to allocate towards possible new businesses, primary sector, otherwise, or this housing thing that as we on the board have gone around and around, we recognize just even just a few houses each year moving forward. To Jennifer's point, is forward motion versus just kind of being, well, we feel helpless, we're stuck between Jamestown and Fargo, what can we do? Well, we can do a few houses each year.
How do we delegate it to just first come, first serve?
How do you delegate that?
Well, I mean, that's what we're...
It is, it's first
Because we don't have enough funds available.
Yeah. So when we receive, people go online and they complete an application and that, it timestamps it. Mm-hmm. So we know when people are filing and there's two of us involved. So we know, you know, who's first, second, third, and that's what we do. We just watch and people right. file.
Is that a fair way to do it, or should we put everybody that files and divide it up to, you know, to give everybody $10,000 instead of first come, first serve?
So if you receive a group of applicants, is that what you're asking
yeah.
me?
Mm-hmm.
If you receive a group of applicants, let's say 10 people.
Let's say you open it up for 2 months.
So right.
Here's your window of opportunity for Barnes County. If
right.
you want to apply for this grant.
You have 2 months
you
to
have
do
two
it.
Months or 1 month.
Right.
And we'll take the number of people and divide it up among our funds available. Do you mm-hmm. think that would help or not? It'd help more people, maybe.
It
or
might.
Not, or
it
isn't
might.
Enough incentive to do it?
It might. The feedback that we get from the respondents, we actually surveyed people, is that it is on a scale of 1 to 5. There's only one number 4 that I've seen. The others are 5s. That and what it did is it moved their ability up to build sooner and not wait, because waiting time is money, right? It'll cost more if they wait. So it actually is saving them money that way. You know, there's multiple ways of doing this, and it would be nice to have a program where we can handle all of them the same, but at the same time, I understand we would just have to accept and create that pool of applicants and then go through the applicants and, you know,
I'm just trying to be fair to everybody.
Yeah.
All the taxpayers are paying for it. I want to be fair to everybody that's paying for it. And I know life isn't always fair.
Yeah. But
my concern is some of these, probably half of them, if it's a young farmer building a house in 5 years, he's going to go tax exempt.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, Wade, that's a reasonable survey. You know,
yeah,
and a couple of those probably last year we approved will go farm exempt, I'd say, in 5 years.
Yeah.
And we have to try to recover our money in that 5 years.
Right. And your return on investment right now is 3.5. So
yeah.
It would be nice that they would be paying property taxes
right.
indefinitely.
Mm-hmm. I've talked to several people over this program. And from what I got out of it, they claim that the more the merrier. But they said we'd be happy with getting something versus getting nothing.
Exactly.
So carrying back to like Pete's comment, if there's only 3 of them that is funded
mm-hmm.
and somebody halfway through the summer decides they want to build a house,
right.
there isn't that funding for them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, why would we make them wait to get the funding until the next year? If we funded more,
mm-hmm.
yes, they wouldn't get as much bang for the buck,
sure.
but we would have an overall significant coverage from what it is right now.
You bet. Yeah, if you guys want to cut it back and fund more, that's great.
Because these people, from what I talked to, they said, yes, if we got this, it would be wonderful, but if we could get this and still get it,
right.
would big time help us.
Right.
How many applicants do you have right now for this program?
In the pipeline, because we just opened up the cities again, we've gotten a couple of them because they approve funds. You have not approved funds yet, so we need to wait for you.
There's at least one applicant for the county that I know of.
Yeah, yeah, and they're probably, and I know we had a couple of inquiries before, but we've got to go back and check and ask them, but we have to wait for you.
So I think it's a good program.
Yep.
But I think overall coverage, we should fund more people.
Okay.
So everybody so they gets can, a piece of the pie versus
a few.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, the process is the same. We just change the dollar amount.
Yeah.
Unless you want to make a program change like Pete is suggesting.
That's the way I look at it. Now, there's five of us up here.
Yep.
So.
Sounds good.
So what kind of dollar amount are you thinking?
I would say do 7 ohms at whatever it comes out to be. What's 7 into 90? Because it was 90, wasn't it, that we were talking?
Yeah.
What is it?
You want to go with the 90, otherwise...
Well, I know that 6 goes into 90 as 15, but you want to try for 6 instead of 7.
Yeah, that would make a nice round number.
It would make a nice round number. Yeah. It would be 15,000 per home.
Well, I think then we should think about down the road putting more in deck amount development if we need it, because now we out of money.
That's the only issue.
So what if something?
The program is, I think, the program is what we need to continue, but it kind of stresses.
But if something good pops up this summer, and we're out of money. We can't help.
So, doing this in the future will be easier to put more money into development since we're creating a tax base.
Yeah.
So we have to give you this all lump sum right now?
No,
as they come.
As they come in. I guess I'm okay with that part of it because, you know, some of them might not get it until December.
Mm-hmm. So what's your motion?
No, I ain't got no motion on this.
I'm working on it.
I would go with 6, Bill. It's easier.
I would like a round number like that.
Yep.
I'm fine with the 15 and for 6.
So what if we don't get 6? We still do the 15 to each?
If that would how the program would have to be put out, right?
So we would say that the county funded 6 at 15,000, and that's what we would run with. And if we get 4 applicants, then you do not release the other 2.
It carries over
to next year.
That's similar to what the city didn't release all of theirs, right?
Yeah, and the city funds are all gone now, too.
Okay. No, but I mean, last
because they did approve 6, and they only had 4, so now they have.
No, they're all 6 are gone.
Yeah.
We would do the same thing. And you don't release funds until...
And that gets us to the same kind of, we're going to do 6, they're going to do 6. I mean, we're looking at 6.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we do 6 houses at the amount that we said.
At 15?
Yeah.
6 at 15?
It gives you the 90 that you have.
Okay.
Oh, second.
Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Well, I just hope then, you know, since we'd be out of money, that we could allocate more money later on if a worthy project comes up.
But this is a project at hand that they're bringing to us.
I know.
And they're the ones that are running the economic development and should know where you folks are at, right? Correct?
How do you think it will affect the program? Because as I understand it, the county allocations last time were taken in 30 days. Which to me is a huge success. Is that how you guys look at that program at this point, the one that was completed?
What about 30 days now? What are you saying?
I believe, and I may be off on this, Jennifer.
No, you're right.
But when the program was initiated, the 4 allocations for the county for this down payment assistance program were acquired or taken up or approved in 30 days, which to me is a huge plus. I mean, that's a checkmark win, in my opinion. How do you think it will affect the program and its appeal by cutting it in half?
From what I have listened to and talked to, like I said, the people that I had talked to said that they would get, yes, it'd be nice to get this amount, but yes, it would be nice to get a piece of the pie.
So I think there's only people out there that want to take advantage of it that weren't able to.
Yeah.
I think there would be more people applying if we had more to it.
Yeah.
So is this only for single-family dwellings? Because I've talked to somebody that's thinking about doing a duplex for rent.
Mm-mm. No, it's owner occupied, single family homeowner, primary residence, owner occupied.
Yeah, primary residence.
Primary residence, owner occupied.
Okay, I'm just bringing up that
suggestion. But if somebody wants to do a duplex, we can do something different, so just tell them to call me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Can they do apartment buildings too?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell them to call me.
You don't have funds for that, do you?
We use our FlexPace program. We can save them some pretty crazy
some
money.
Some other options.
Oh. Yes, there are some other housing options, and Trinity has done just a ton of work on existing home types of programs for repairs and things like that. And they are working on a very simple layout of what those programs are and what they can be used for. So it's just like a menu of programs. And we're going to promote whatever's out there, we're going to promote it. So we're working in multiple areas for housing. But absolutely tell them to call me.
Okay. Pete.
Yes.
Nikki.
Yes.
Bill.
Yes.
Sean.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Hey, thank you very much.
One little note. Could you give them a little update on Freedom Machine? You know, we put money into that, and it closed. You're hoping it opens back up.
It is. The situation is fluid, and the majority owner is working.
You've told me, so I just want you to tell them. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I know the situation.
You know the situation.
But, I mean, the county put money into that.
Yes. It's fluid. The primary owner, majority owner of the business, is working through and wanting and developing a viable solution so that the business can continue.
So if this person actually closes the business after a certain amount of time, don't they have to rescind our funds?
The funds were invested in equipment purchases and things like that. I'd have to double-check our contracts and see if we had a clawback in there. I don't know that we did.
If this is an equipment and if they sell the equipment, that we should get a piece of it?
I just have to check our contracts to see. The majority owner, though, wants it to stay here, be here, and hire people.
We'd like it to open back up.
Yes.
Don't want them to.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so if you want to check on that for us and report back, that would be great. Because, I'm really not happy about that, and a couple people that I've talked to are not happy about that, because you give money to these entities to be in town and be there, and then they close, and then, we wasted our taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah. There's no guarantee everything's going to be a success, so.
I know, but these contracts do have stuff in them sometimes, because South Central Regional Council had something similar, and there's a clawback in there, so the guy has.
And you have some of that through the Development Corporation.
Oh, yeah, we utilize a lot of clawbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was a new startup, and it was some local people that wanted to get going.
We just hope it can open back up.
Thank you.
We are working with that. Okay, thank you very much.
Now, remember, everybody was going to stick around.
Everybody's sticking around now.
See, what district are you in?
Pat, come on up. And your sidekick. No, come up front.
Come on up front.
I want to appreciate that haircut you got. Looks good on you.
All right, give them for free if anybody in the audience is. We're just looking at handrail.
Okay. So you're going to keep the existing structure and just put 12 inches on top of it?
Yep. So what we'd end up doing is taking the brass top cap
and putting it up higher.
Yep. And then adding you can see basically the same 3/4 rolled steel.
Because I was worried about the aesthetics, and I was also worried about the historical factor of it.
Yep. And
they're okay with that?
Yep. That's that first page. They said as long as there's no adverse effect for this project, they're okay with it. And if we made any other alterations, then we would have to go back to the drawing board.
And this came around because of what?
Safety.
So, safety. That rail is really short. It's about half of, if I stand next to it, it's about half. So for someone to tip me over, it's easier to do that. Where with this extension, it brings it up a bit higher.
So that you can stop yourself a little bit.
So
you're thinking because of the aggressiveness of people that we need to have it higher.
Yeah, it's something that even when I started in law enforcement here in 99, it was always something we always talked about. Okay. It was just we didn't have, no offense to those who were doing the work back then, but with Shane and Jess, because Jess did a lot of work on this, Shane did a lot of work on this. You know, they got grants for it. Makes it probably the cheapest we'd ever get it done.
Okay, so then it actually increases it to about 5 feet?
4 feet, 48 inches.
What's it? Oh, 49 inches.
So is that was going to be my question. Is that high enough?
Yeah.
Or are they going to come back in here?
It's above what OSHA requires.
Yeah. 42 is what they're saying. Yeah. We're above the 42.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, for the ultimate safety of it, it would be nice if that thing was so high they couldn't scale it and push us over.
But I don't think the Historical Society would. It would. We'd actually probably have to go to a plexiglass.
Yeah.
And I don't think we want that. It would just...
One cost would be probably crazier.
And I don't think the Historical Society would approve either.
But they approved this.
They approved this because it's basically the same old look, steel.
Yeah.
Everything's
it just had a tire.
Higher. And that's why I believe they don't have any issues with it.
There's not going to be any issue with pulling that brass off and putting it up?
Nope. So I didn't do every screw, but I checked a few different locations and they unscrewed.
Pretty simply. Well, they've been inside, so that's a good thing.
I'm not saying it. Something, I don't know. But
so what's polymer going to make this out of? What they're
exactly up that 3/4 rolled. Dean would be the one doing it. Yeah.
It's going to look like it was there forever.
No one would even notice it, to be honest. Yeah.
It's a matter of safety.
Yeah. And we got $21,000 to help pay for this, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Timeline?
I'd have to talk to Lee.
So.
If you can get out of right away or not, but
this year.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's this year. Yeah.
So the grant money is $21,000. What's the project amount?
$28,000.
So we have to actually.
Yeah, we got a
put
share
in
of
about
that
$8,000.
25%.
Yeah.
$7,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll make a motion to approve this. Seems like. With the aggressiveness of people that are going to court, it would just make sense that
we gotta
nobody
do it for
gets
safety.
Shoved over. So I'll make a motion to approve this.
Motion, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion and second, is there any further discussion?
If you're okay on the timelines, you got to have the initial report 60 days, and then project's got to commence in 120 days. You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So my another question is, who's going to do it, yourself?
No. Polymer products, so that's on the first.
Okay, so was this bid out to more than one person?
Nobody even wanted to look at it.
Get back to you, did they?
No. And Lake came over in Dino and checked and did a lot of measuring, and they're so precise on that.
They do a good job.
They'll do a good job.
And it's a local company.
Yep.
And they're right here.
Yep.
Yeah. Roll call.
Sean.
Yes.
Bill. Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Pete.
Yes.
Vicky.
Yes.
That's just third floor.
That's just third floor. Yeah. Yep.
Great.
Thanks.
Thanks.
How's the project coming in basin?
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's going good. I mean, the startup part of it always takes the longest.
You're satisfied with what's happening?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have a meeting there.
They're keeping the
update. And your correspondence with them is
it's
going good?
Yeah. Good. Weekly emails, and we have in-person meetings every 2 weeks.
Okay, good.
You're getting somewhere.
It's going good.
Okay. That's good.
Right. Okay. Cooling by summer and heat by fall?
Knock on wood. We'll have heat for sure.
Thank you. All right, everybody got a copy of the minutes? Any
questions? I'll make a motion
questions?
To approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Julie, did you have anything else?
We have a citizen interested in renting some of that FEMA property that we had up for bids in December. Nobody came to. Is there any opposition to doing that now?
You never sent us out anything on it, though.
I haven't found out exactly which properties he wants.
Well, that's kind of the main thing.
Have him come in with that or see what it is, yeah.
Okay. We got to know everything instead of just
I mean, he gave me a description, but it's like, okay, which parcel? This parcel or that parcel? Or
for all we know, he's probably trying for somebody else's land, and we don't know it because he didn't give us
rented.
A good...
It's FEMA property.
It's FEMA, yeah. So it's not rented.
Get the details on it. Put it on the agenda for the next meeting.
Okay.
And we'll finalize it. Because we got to know where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Pete?
With the VA, we had 2,183 miles for January. She gave 34 rides, had 245 phone calls in the office, 135 walk-in appointments, and 32 actual appointments. And she also got 2,000 more grant mileage. The program had ended in December.
Oh, it did refinance.
But they refinanced 2,000.
2,000. Okay. What we got.
Do you have anything more on the VA?
No, that was about it. Okay. Same thing as the 2,000.
Yep.
We got back.
So is there any reason why it's been ramped up a little bit? Because 32 is more than she usually has for appointments, isn't it?
Winter.
Yeah, and then there's more, there's
is
more,
there some
there's more people aging into it. Desert Storm okay. was 26 years ago. Those people are starting to get middle-aged.
Thought maybe there was a new program come out, so I was just checking.
No, but it is winter. Winter. People have more time to utilize the system. We run a VA van to Fargo every day, and we're the only county in the state that does that. So, and we fund it. We're only state county funded van that way.
So, as we're getting, just like you're talking about this van, that van's going to be.
I think
getting, we got to start looking at this van.
2 years left on it. Yeah. We bought it 2 years, 2.5 years ago, and we've got probably 80,000-90,000 miles on.
Yeah, that's what I say. We're getting miles on it, and we're getting up.
So, in 2 years, we're going to have to look at buying a new $60,000 van, and there's the state has cut off any grant funding for it. So they used to pay us $15 a ride, and they don't do that anymore. So we asked our legislators, and they don't know.
Look at replacing that van coming up here.
So then yesterday we had an airport authority meeting. We opened the bids on the 3.1 acres down in south on the Peak Road. There were two interested parties. The land went for $46,000. Treebles bought it. Anthony was bidding on it. And they both wanted it quite a lot. So that ended up, that's what it was. So that money goes to the Airport Authority because a lot of it was federal funded in the first place.
So how many acres was it?
3.1. Right now it's non-tillable. There was a airport beacon there. And it's 6 miles, it's exactly 6 miles out, and it lines up right with the main runway. And that beacon is with GPS is no longer used. So
it was used very little to begin with. It
probably was, yeah. I don't know. But that was a profitable sale for the airport. So they updated their lease agreements on all the hangars sit on Airport Authority land. And the leases on the per square per foot went from 1 cent to 14 cents a year for some reason when they were taken out. So they all equalized them at 8 cents per square foot per year under the privately owned hangars. So that was done. They're looking at a newer used payloader. The one they have is about 30 years old. So they're looking to update that. It costs around $250,000 more or less to get a good used one that's newer. Let's see, what else we got? They updated some of the shop rents and the rents to cover expenses for Lindemann's rent, the one main shop from them. They updated the cost to make sure it covers the rent and depreciation and everything else. Let's see. That is about all for that.
All the hangars up there are owned by the airport, right?
And leased by private individuals.
But they are owned.
I think so, yeah.
Because somebody asked me yesterday, and I said, I think so, but I'm not 100%
right,
sure.
Right. Yeah. They all have them. I think Lindemann's own their own, the big one, the big maintenance shop. So
And then they're wondering, does the county have to sign off on that abstract? Since it's Barnes County Municipal Airport Authority.
I think it's in the airport name. They wouldn't have to.
Okay, that was one question. So they might come and ask you that. Or we could get Tanya to offer an opinion.
Wouldn't hurt to run it by Tanya.
That's all I have for the month.
Sean!
Social services yesterday. We were going through the economic assistance updates, and I'm guessing a lot of it has to do with just being winter and the numbers are up. So they're like they said, a week and a half behind, but they're hoping by next month to have that caught up. They ended up purchasing two new vehicles. They had went to one dealership over there, and they would give them nothing for those vehicles that they had gotten from us originally, and they went to the other one, and they got some that ended up with two new vehicles, which was my question to them yesterday, because when we first went to Zone State, it was absolutely positively not they would help fund the vehicles that were out there, but weren't going to pay for any new ones, and there would be no vehicles in the future, and all of a sudden...
So the equity that we had in that vehicle just went to social services, is what you're saying.
We did that years ago.
We had turned when over social to services when it was still ours. So.
Probably 5 years ago.
Before it went to his own. But now they're going, and it made me think when you were talking about getting another van in a couple of years. So I don't know if they're going on the state recommendation. But when those vehicles hit 100,000, they're going to be replacing them. So.
And what's the average they put on a year on one? I kind of know what it used to be, but...
Every one of them is different. It depends on which, you know, if it's child welfare or economic assistance. It depends on which one it is. Some of them are going out of state, you know, for stuff, so... I'm not sure on the vehicle miles, but I can get that.
Yeah.
I have Water Board and Economic Development next Monday, and reminder, Thursday night, the museum is having a movie night open to the public, and free popcorn and pop, or root beer.
And Keith Feed did good, didn't it?
Yes. Yeah, I think I reported that on the number.
The popcorn's free?
Mm-hmm. Oh. The dinner's extra.
Yeah.
A lot of pancakes that night, wasn't there?
There was a lot.
Yeah. Well, he said it was the biggest one they've ever done. So.
Good.
Nice.
As far as batters put out.
So. I thought you said last time you had about 600 or something. That's something you said there.
No, I think the number was like 270 or something like
last
that.
Last year the weather was bad.
It was like 270. I want to say around 4,800. Is that the only rate?
I think so, yeah.
That's what they took in, so.
Yeah.
No, it was a good turnout. So hopefully they have a good turnout for the movie night. It's like the start of their sessions they have in the wintertime. They'll have, every couple of weeks, they'll have something going on there, the speakers. So.
What's the movie, you
know?
No. Nope. So like just an old-time movie?
It's all 16 millimeters that have been donated to the museum that have to do with this area. So. Mm-hmm. Or North Dakota. He's got quite the collection. I know that because I was to one 2 years ago. And it was a wide variety of subjects that he can pull from. So.
Wes does an amazing job.
Yes, he does.
We're so lucky to have him.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he lives this job. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is his life.
Because
yeah.
I was telling my sister-in-law that, you know, because I gave her some of those World War II T-shirts that they have on sale down there, about how lucky we are that we have him, because he was instrumental in getting Valley City a designated World War II.
Yes, he was.
It's fantastic what
he merely totally run with it for the city. So I mean,
and you can purchase all that stuff. I'm even thinking about that Monopoly that's World War II. So that's down there. So
right in your era. So.
Yeah. No, but it was my dad's era.
You were an Army nurse there, right?
Well, thanks a lot. Almost.
That's all I have.
This close.
Mike.
since last time, pretty much everything's been city, county health. We've had a lot of meetings and stuff down there. We are working with Tanya just to make sure we're all right. But right now, we extended Katie's leave for one more month. So Megan is still full-time interim director down there. So right now, one more month to leave, and we'll see where we're at after that. We're short a nurse or so, and they're doing interviews. I had some on Friday, and I think Megan had a couple yesterday, so we're probably going to try to get one more nurse on staff down there. So, but the last few weeks, pretty much city, county health.
Does Megan have the training to run that place and experience?
She doesn't want that position.
Okay, but temporary, she's fine.
For the moment.
Okay.
Yes. But sure we asked that question, but no. She'd have to get a little bit more, and she, at this time in her life, she's not interested in that position.
Because there's probably more business training to do than just nursing training.
She wants to focus more on, she's the director of nursing. She's got other irons in the fire. We've thrown a lot to her here.
But she's fine being temporary. She just doesn't want...
At this time, she's not looking at that, no.
Okay.
But it's functioning. We're going to get another nurse on staff here pretty quick. And
good deal.
We'll move ahead and see where we're at in a month.
At one time, they had how many nurses?
Six or eight.
I don't know because I just down there. But I know since we started here, that was been the talk was when COVID was, we were probably a little bit overstaffed.
Yeah.
And they've worked some of that down with some of the transfers and some of the ones that moved on. And so they're getting more onto what they think they need down there.
Because for what we do have or going to have is sufficient for what they need then?
That's what we were talking about here last, to get one more on staff, and right now that's what they think they need right now.
Okay.
Yep. But that's all I had this last since last meeting was that.
Vicki, you should have a lot. You missed the last couple.
Well, actually, I went to the South Central Regional Council, and to let everybody know that there's an AARP Community Challenge Grant that's still open until March 4th. And also there's a U.S. Commerce EDA disaster from 2025 that still has funds in it, and quite a few funds, and they would like to see more applicants for that, and that's due by March 3rd. So if anybody is still looking about the June 2025 disaster and see if they can get some money, they say... be creative and maybe you'll get the money. So that's what they were suggesting. The library has returned our strategic planning results from our big meeting, and I just got them yesterday, so I haven't went through it. But we're working on that, and that's to make the library compliant with what they need for the North Dakota Library Association, in order for them to get any funding. And that's about it, other than HUD housing. Jan Kamstra's email got hacked, and she found out through the IT service thing is that people can actually go in and change the parameters of your email and do some things in there that could change the email so it goes to them. And so they were looking on shoring that up so it never happens again. So, and I'm just hoping that we have that
covered
here. So something about they can change your whole portfolio inside of there, and now they're slamming the door on that. So that's about it.
Okay. I've had Winter Show a couple times. We met again last night, getting pretty well wrapped up for the season coming forward. I met with Extension Office last week, and we did our yearly interview with everybody I did. They're going to be coming back to us probably towards the end of the year for a few extra dollars to fund them, because they've had some training expenses that have come up and some other situations, so they're going to be short about $9,000 this year. So they will be coming to see us on getting that straightened out. I told them, don't worry about it. We'll make sure they're good to go.
On the extension side or the Amy Tickey side or which?
No, over the overall side of it. Mm-hmm. because they all do their training like they should, and they do a damn good job over there, but they're going to be running a little bit short. So,
I know that we agreed that she could go to an extra training out of state, and maybe that training should be taken away again.
It's just a matter of the overall. It isn't just training.
One thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because they're...
Funny to cut?
Well, it isn't there like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's not going to be into the future.
Their rep for this area was here that day, too. So there was five of us total. But, so we got that pretty well figured out. It was a good email that Jamie sent out on all the funding. I thought that was fantastic. So, I think that's about all I got.
The $2 million facilities grant was delayed till July.
Yep, so we got a chance at that again. I got that in the mail the other day, and I'm going to have people working on that this time.
I see they said they wanted additional questions.
Yep.
They needed additional information.
Yep.
Hopefully that pans out.
So round two better be a little better off than round one.
Yeah.
But
we had applied for courthouse facilities grant for up to $2 million to help fund our heating and cooling. And they delayed it for now until July. So hopefully we can get something out of it.
We voted on doing the heating and cooling 9 months previous. And things went south with everybody involved, and we didn't get the cooperation back from the electrical companies and the plumbing companies and whatever else. So in amongst that 9-10 months, our average went up about $600,000 in pricing on everything else. So I think it came in at about 3.1, if I remember right, to do the heating and the cooling for the courthouse, which includes all new boilers, which the boilers are over here for now and are about half of that room for two boilers, and now they're just going to be. But that'll include cooling for everything.
Everything will be in this
building. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the whole courthouse will be maintained up to our specifications for the year we're in. Otherwise, that's all I think I got.
We have that, but that first meeting's tomorrow night, correct?
Oh, for mitigation?
Yeah.
At the hack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody going to that?
I'm
going
to go to that.
I thought I'd go to it.
I thought I'd go. 6 o'clock, I think.
6:30.
6:30, isn't it?
6:30.
Yeah.
I know it was going.
Time. Somebody else can do it this time.
Okay.
I was hoping you were going.
Yeah.
Sit alongside of us.
What's that, Wednesday night?
Anyway, that's all, I think. Anybody got questions from out there in the audience? Glad to see you two stuck around.
That's what I was wondering, what district they're in when elections come up.
Not mine unless they move.
I'm getting old, so.
No, you're not allowed.
Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Pull the same sign.
I've
Thanks,
seen,
everyone.
I've seen too many guys sit down here.